This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Rain came to southeastern Arizona. Rain in June. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we had two rain events in June. First one early in June, and 2 days of rain delivered a little over a quarter inch. I mean, a quarter inch is pretty exciting. I mean, I was excited, as was the only box turtle we saw. I mean, you may say box turtles don't show excitement, but I say they do, and a little more subtle than you or me. But anyway, the second event, and I love that word event, the event. Well, it is an event. When it rains in the borderlands, it's an event. Anyway, the second event lasted 3 days. Oh, yeah, and delivered the always needed and much appreciated moisture. And it was quite dramatic. I mean, we got the whole treatment. Lightning, thunder, sprinkles, downpours, wind, and lots of galloping back and forth to the rain gauge and shouting of increments. And at the end of the day, dutifully recording the rainfall. 3 day total, 3 days of rain near the Ojolote. 3 day total, 1.44. Yeah, thank you, Hurricane Bud. You are the dude. Oh, my, and the drop in temperatures? That was amazing. We went from intense heat to overnight overcast days in the 80s and mornings. Overnight temperatures in the mornings felt like you were on holiday in Maine. At our little homestead one morning, it was 49 degrees. Brrr, put on a jacket, Petey. Well, how fun is that? I mean, it's very fun. Oh, and our tanks, our water-catching tanks, filled. Talk about feeling wealthy. Who knew? Catching that water off the barn roof and off the 1991 Marvelette and then distributing it to favorite plants or filling critter waters. I hook a hose to the tap of at the bottom of one of the tanks and run it to a plant. I told an Arizona white oak that I had recently planted, this water is courtesy of Bud. It sounded nice. So each time I moved that slow water to another plant, I said, this is from Bud. Bud says, hey. Bud says, you're welcome. Oh, and you got to use that water. You can't just hoard it. You got to share it. And if all goes well, in the next couple months, we'll get a refill or two or, heart be still, three. Oh, yeah. And speaking of oaks, getting some bud water, right? It's the start of acorn season. Yeah, the Emory oaks are minutes away from being ready. Toomey oaks are loaded. Oh, that Toomey oak is so cool. It's the smallest of our borderland oaks, sometimes a shrub, sometimes a stout little tree. On some rocky, wind-swept slopes in the Chiricahua Mountains, they appear to be pruned and shaped just for some beautiful garden. Two Toomey oaks stand beside my dirt pile and drop acorns into my nursery mix. I try to clean them up, you know, pick them up, and I still have plants that have a Toomey oak coming up as well. I think it's sort of cool, but that's just me, and everything I've thought of as cool in the nursery business. Well, let me just say that cool doesn't equate money, okay? Anyway, it's Bayota time in the borderlands, yeah. Who? Hey, I've been doing some growing, some propagation, nothing major, but I had some gathered seed and I was poking through it all and found a forgotten envelope with seed of Arizona yellowbells. That's Tacoma Stan's variety angustata. My friend Mimi had given me the envelope full of small white wafery seeds. I knew just where she had collected that seed in the Mule Mountains. Oh my, that seed germinated, and pretty soon I had many baby Arizona yellowbells. Glorious dilemma to be in. I think the official name, I already said this, of the variety in Arizona, I said it's Tacoma Stan's variety angustata. You find it in southeastern Arizona, southern New Mexico, and southward across the border. Yikes, yeah. Tacoma Stan's angustata. Further south, you get into Tacoma Stan's variety stands. Oh dear. Anyway, what a cool native. It looks like an escaped ornamental adorned in bright yellow trumpet flowers. It, you know, an amazing green foliage. It loves sunny, rocky, gravelly slopes near Tucson or near Bisbee. It also loves starlit nights. That's just me. But from 3,000 feet to 5,500 feet in the borderlands, oh yeah, rich green foliage and an abundance of yellow trumpet flowers that say we're in the Bignonia family, Bignoniaceae, yeah. Tacoma Stan's, Arizona yellowbells. I told you, The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.